Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message about the Apostle Paul and what kept him going. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast, where we sit down to explore biblical insights and how they shape our everyday lives. I am your host, Pastor Gary. Today we're going to dive deeper into this extraordinary life of the Apostle Paul and the secret to his endurance amidst life's many trials. Grab a coffee, a comfy seat, and let's get right to it. So who is Paul? Many of us know him as the foundational figure in the spreading Christianity, but what can we truly learn from his journey? As we unpack his life, we'll find lessons on perseverance, on grace, and unfaltering faith. Now, Paul had many life's struggles. In the sermon this week, we explored Paul's extensive missionary work, his hardships, and how he became a pivotal figure in the spreading of the gospel. Imagine being shipwrecked, imprisoned, and constantly in danger. These aren't just stories of survival. They're about an unwavering dedication to a mission far greater than him. Paul's life demonstrates that following Christ isn't a promise of an easy path. Yet, amidst the trials, he found strength. This brings us to our first takeaway, the dynamic interplay between faith and perseverance. Paul points a vivid picture of grace as a sustaining force. We might ask, how does one maintain hope amidst relentless trials? Paul answers this not just with his words, but with his life. He clung to the grace of God, a concept that is absolutely transformative. It suggests that our trials are not without purpose or divine support. You know, as I think about my own life, and as I shared during the message, that oftentimes the biggest takeaways and the times that I learn the most and grow the most are during the times of struggles. You know, to our listeners today who feel overwhelmed, Paul's words in Romans ring true to me. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Now, this promise doesn't mean that life will be easy, but it does remind us that God's grace is a cornerstone, one might say the cornerstone of our faith. Faith and perseverance do go together, because as we grow in faith, we also grow in the ability to persevere during life's struggles. Something else that we can take away is that we can see that Paul's endurance came through anchoring his life in Christ. In Christ, we get God's grace given to us because of his work on the cross. During the sermon, I also mentioned the song by Skillet called Anchor, emphasizing being anchored in Christ. But what does it mean to be anchored? It's about holding firm amidst all of life's storms, trusting that our foundation is secure in Christ. See, we can believe him and trust him because God's promises and God's love endures all things, even trials. Paul's life shows us that when we are anchored in Jesus, we can weather any storm, because our hope and our strength lie beyond our circumstances. You know, a phrase that I've been using a lot recently is that God's character is not dictated by our life circumstances. We can trust that even though things are not going the way we would hope at this moment, and at times might be downright troubling, God is faithful. And through his son, Jesus, who died on the cross, we have access to this grace. and that we can hold true to that verse that I mentioned just a minute ago, that God is working things out and he is in charge. Paul wrote extensively about his trials in 2 Corinthians, and I shared these verses from chapter 11 in the sermon. His alphabetical list of hardships include beatings, hunger, sleepless nights, and many others. It isn't to boast, but rather to testify to God's power who's made perfect in our weakness. This runs counter to our culture's idea that the personal strength and resilience come from within. Instead, Paul shows us that true endurance is only rooted in divine grace. And this is something that we need to battle, because we're going to hear voices in this world, even still today, telling us that if we just try a little harder, we might be able to succeed. But I'm here to tell you that success is not determined by the outcomes of our trials. Rather, success is determined by trusting in God and persevering even in the midst of these awful times that we might face. So what is the modern application, though, of living like Paul? So how can we apply this to our life today? You might not be called to wander the ancient roads just like Paul did, but you are called to a mission field. And your mission field is your workplace, your community, your family, your neighborhoods, the places that you frequent on a regular basis. And like Paul, we need to be bold in our faith. Yes, anchored in Christ and completely strengthened by the grace given to us. Here are three reflective questions as we draw near to the end of our time today. Are you fighting the good fight in your own sphere of influence, standing firm in your beliefs? Are we fighting the good fight like Paul? This is just a reminder that we are in a battle in this world. And while most of us may not experience physical fighting, we certainly experience spiritual warfare that goes on around us and in our lives. And maybe we need to brush up on the armor of God found in Ephesians chapter 6, which, by the way, was written by Paul as well. Starting in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, we see this: "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, that so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Friends, if this is not clear to you, you might be missing what's going on in the world. We are in the midst of these spiritual struggles going on, and it even sometimes filters in to our church life. I'm here to tell you that this world is going to be hard. We can learn that from the Apostle Paul's life. In fact, I wonder sometimes, the more we try to follow Christ, the more we try to step out in bold faith, the more this world is going to come after us, the more the devil is going to work to thwart your efforts. But the key is this, in this question, is are we fighting the good fight in our own sphere of influence? Are we continuing to put on the full armor of God every day, saying, "God, I trust you in the midst of this, and I'm going to follow you faithfully and obediently, and I'm going to persevere"? The second question we can consider is, are you persevering through your daily challenges, anchored in the hope that God provides? See, I don't want to harp on the bad things that are happening in this life around us, but we need to focus on them and understand that they're happening. But that's not where our eyes are going to go. See, this question gets to the point of, and it reminds me of Psalm 121 that says, "Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord." And we must remember that, and we must continue to fight that good fight and get up every day persevering. And sometimes, can I say this? Perseverance is just getting up and going through our day. Sometimes the struggles are so real that that's even a challenge. And I'm here to tell you today that God is on your side. And remember that verses in Romans chapter 8 where it says, neither height nor death, nor life nor death can separate us from the love of Christ. And we must hold on to that and persevere, because we know that perseverance continues its work until the end in our lives. In fact, we can see in James chapter 1 that it says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Catch this. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Friends, growing closer to Christ and becoming more like Him requires less of us, which means the sin nature needs to be almost weeded out, and sometimes bit by bit. And so sometimes this is going to bring struggles in our life, but perseverance continues, and it's a sign of one that is following Jesus, continuing in the daily challenges anchored to the hope that God provides. So are we persevering? And finally, are we running the race set before us, drawing upon God's grace to navigate the path? Are we following Christ? You know, sometimes the biggest tragedy that occurs that I see in a church is, and not necessarily our church, but in the Big C church, is when people are clearly called to follow God and they give up early because of the challenges in this life. And, you know, I'm not here to throw stones at anybody or to pick at the speck, as they say, in someone else's eye when I've got my own issues. But what I am saying is that when we lose focus, we stop fighting the good fight that God has placed before us. We stop persevering. We run away from the race instead of running the race that is before us. This is when we see true tragedy. You know, in closing, Paul's life calls us to reflect on our own journeys. And I ask this question again, let me make it personal, are you relying on God's grace to sustain you? Or are we relying on our own strength? Are we anchored in Christ, ready to persevere through life's storms? Just like Paul, we have an opportunity to impact the world by living out our faith boldly, living it out and enduringly. One last thing I want to leave with you here today, this idea of endurance or enduring towards the goal at the end, which is eternity with Jesus. In Revelation chapter 21, we see these verses, and I want to read these because it helps us know what is coming. We're living for Christ. We're telling others in our sphere of influence about Him because we care about them and we want them to be with us, followers of Jesus, at the end. In Revelation chapter 21, it says this, verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Friends, that is what we live for. That is a promise that we know is coming. But we must live with endurance. We must live like the Apostle Paul, anchored in Jesus, being willing to be obedient, taking the message of the gospel wherever we go, telling them about this Jesus, and offering them the opportunity to join us someday together. Well, I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, I'll see you later.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor at Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes. or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.